Well, declawing cats used to be a commonplace practice, but increasingly it is seen as unnecessary, even harmful. And today the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association came out against the procedure. They call it unacceptable, offering no advantage to the cat. And that is good news to many veterinarians who have long opposed the procedure. Well, last year, the Bloor Animal Hospital stopped declawing cats altogether. Dr. Suzanne Lines is one of the veterinarians at that hospital, and she joins us right now. So thank you for joining us, Dr. Lines. Let's begin with an explanation here. For those who don't really know what declawing a cat means, what does that entail?
It involves removing not only the nail, but the last segment of the digit, the finger of the cat. So if you look at your own finger, you can see there are three little pieces of bone there all formed together to make the finger. It's actually removing the last entire bone, including the nail. So it is, in fact, an amputation.
Mm-hmm. And how painful is that for the cat?
It is quite painful. It is a painful procedure. Now, that being said, we do have very good pain control medication for patients undergoing surgery, so pain can be controlled. I guess the bigger question is a procedure that isn't medically necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And regardless of the pain, my assumption is that the animal is going through some trauma, obviously, getting all those digits amputated.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's your reaction then to the CVMA's change of position on declawing?
I think it's fabulous. I think it's fabulous that they've looked into it and done some research and taken a stance. A lot of times we do the things we do because that's what we were trained to do, and that's the way it was. And the fact that we have to sit back and review that and wonder, is this still the right thing to do, and evaluate that, I think is great. And the CVMA coming out with that statement, I think if the veterinarians aren't already on board, it makes them at least reconsider their position and see if it's something they're still wanting to do.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that debate, though, because, you know, as we said, your hospital made the decision to stop declawing altogether. But how commonplace is it still, and what is the debate among veterinarians regarding this procedure?
I don't think it's as common as it used to be. Quite honestly, people would come in asking for it, not even realizing that it was something that wasn't necessary. So they would say, I have a new kitten, I need to get her vaccinated, spayed, and declawed in one breath, not even realizing that maybe that last bit wasn't as necessary as the other two. You know, most of my colleagues that I've spoken to, we all feel the same way. It was never a procedure we enjoyed. We did it because we were trained to do it. It was something we were trained to do at school and something that was expected of us coming out. You know, but then after a while, once you've been doing it for a bit, you sit back and think, why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're thinking that, mm-hmm. but I'm also wondering about cat owners. Why mm-hmm. do they still talk about this option of declawing? What is it that leads them to this procedure?
Yeah, I have to say, I can't think of an owner recently that's come and actually, you know, really wanted us to do such a procedure. But I think what would be the driving factor is either they're concerned, or maybe it is actually happening that their cats are scratching their furniture, you know, perhaps causing damage to the furniture. Maybe even they're concerned that the cat is scratching people in the home, or maybe even children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, if scratching is the concern, if not declawing, what are the alternatives?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess alternatives, I mean, one, realizing that scratching is something that cats do is something to consider when adopting a cat into your home. The next is trying to train them from a young age to use a scratching post. It's one that most cats will adapt to quite well. They're not very expensive. There are lots of varieties. Positive reinforcement is a great idea. If you see your little kitten wandering towards the scratching post, make sure you let them know that they've done a great thing, maybe put some catnip on that, give them a treat. From an owner's perspective, you've adopted a cat, learning how to trim their nails at home. If you can do it yourself at home regularly, very inexpensive and a very easy way to keep the nails shorter and dull.
And is that enough to actually shorten the nail and dull the nail? Is that enough
Absolutely.
To stop the
scratch? Sorry.
No, by all means.
Obviously won't stop scratching altogether, but definitely if the nails are shorter and blunt, the amount of damage that they could cause to the couch or even people would be less so, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, as we keep saying, that your hospital made the decision, if I'm not mistaken, about what, last year,
mm-hmm.
to stop
yep.
declawing altogether. You actually made that announcement right here on the program and
yep.
here and now. So what was the reaction to that? It was a very public venue to say we're no longer going to declaw. What's been the reaction for the Bloor Animal Hospital?
Truthfully, it's been overwhelming. You know, it's something we decided within our group, and I didn't think it would go much further than that. After coming on the morning Metro Morning segment and as well launching it on our own website, the feedback was really overwhelming from our own clients. We had people people from Europe commenting on our Facebook page, people coming in just to stop and tell us that they thought it was great that we took a stance. The response was really overwhelming in a positive way for sure, and I have yet to have anyone come and have a different view on it.
So, but if someone did call, mm-hmm. what would you do? Do you refer them to another hospital, or do you try to speak to them about alternatives?
I think education is key. That's what we're there for. We're not there to tell people what to do or what not to do. We're there to say, hey, you've adopted a cat into your home. We're here to help you care for them and say, this is something you may or may not want to do, and here are the alternatives we can do to, mm-hmm. to help resolve the problem that either your concern might happen or maybe is happening now in the home.
And also, as you were alluding to, something to consider even before you adopt a cat or bring a cat into your home.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, adopting a cat and then being shocked or upset when they start to scratch. I mean, you have adopted a cat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't have a cat. I have a dog, mm-hmm. and we use Bitter Apple to keep them from chewing furniture, mm-hmm. or at least when mm-hmm. my dog was a puppy. Is there something similar for a cat as a deterrent spray?
Absolutely. If there's an edge on the couch that they've seemed to have gravitated to and you don't want them scratching there, you can put double-sided tape on, even something like tin foil. Those are usually pretty unappealing to most cats, so it might just deter them from going there altogether.
So alternatives all around.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Lyons, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's Dr. Suzanne Lyons, a veterinarian with the Bloor Animal Hospital, talking about declawing, which has now been a stance taken against by the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association.